It's Wednesday, the 3rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Vice President Lucia Witbooi will represent the country at the 4th Intra-Africa Trade Fair in Algiers from 4 to 7 September, standing in for President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, according to the Namibia Press Agency. The high-level event, hosted by Afreximbank and the African Union, as well as African Continental Free Trade Area, will showcase opportunities to boost intra-African trade value addition and partnerships across the continent. Luderitz Mayor Philippus Balhau has advised entrepreneurs to take advantage of the Business and Intellectual Property Authority's visit from 8 to 10 September. The initiative will support business registrations, compliance and fee submissions, helping informal businesses formalize and unlock growth potentials.
Entrepreneurs are starting to formalize themselves, so I think it's a brilliant initiative for them to come down and help us prepare everybody down here in Luderitz so that they can truly, you know, not just only participate but capitalize on these wonderful opportunities that are on their way. We'd love to see Luderitz flourish and we'd love to see our SMEs and entrepreneurs really go above and beyond their wildest dreams. So I think it all starts right here.
Action SA is urging Parliament to protect government workers' pensions from corruption, calling for the Government Pensions Administration Agency and Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to be summoned over reports of ghost contracts. Allegations include a 500 million biometric contract awarded to a company without directors and nearly 36 million rand spent on refurbishments at a non-existent building. In other news, Future Coal, a global alliance for sustainable coal, is urging banks, insurers and investors to support coal responsibly. Chairperson Mike Teke said coal supports jobs, industry and economic growth. He advocated for a balance between coal and renewable energy to ensure long-term energy security. And finally, the 10th annual Semnioma Marine Research Conference is taking place in Walvis Bay. The conference speaks to matters of climate change, food security and the blue economy. Erongo Governor Natalia Tswakose says threats like rising sea temperatures and overfishing are being addressed.
This is a very, very important institute that is bringing experts from international communities for them to come and share the findings and to assist with the challenges that we are faced as a result of climate change. So for me, this information that these scientists and researchers are going to, at the end of the day, conclude and recommend to the governments should be taken seriously, because the climate change challenges are very, 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 very scary. And if we are not taking the scientific research-based information, we will make information decisions that are not evidence-based.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.